The focus of this Mass is a Mass. This Eucharist is about the Eucharist, a reminder of what every Eucharist really is. And unlike what many times we hear or think about the Mass, we heard nothing today in the readings about what we feel, or about a celebration of the community, or about learning something. Rather, every single reading today spoke about one thing: blood. The blood of a covenant obtained by the sacrifice of Christ. The Eucharist is first and foremost a sacrifice. And Corpus Christi, our solemnity today, is a celebration that was born with one intention: that we appreciate anew this sacrifice, that we offer our love at this Mass with extra devotion in reparation for the many Masses in which we are distracted or lukewarm. In other words, Corpus Christi is an occasion for us to relearn how to worship, how to offer the right kind of sacrifice. And for this, we hear today two texts in the readings related to the institution of the Eucharist and the Last Supper. The first one, evidently, the Gospel. What's the other one? The Psalm. This beautiful psalm that we chanted, which was in no likelihood chanted by Jesus and the apostles at the Last Supper. This psalm is used by the Church today in three occasions. First, Holy Thursday, then Corpus Christi, and then the Feasts of Martyrs. And why this combination? Because this psalm is a thanksgiving for having been delivered from death. And this is crucial. The Eucharist is about just that: being delivered from eternal death. The Eucharist is not just a great spiritual thing that we do. It is not just an aesthetic experience in which we learn things or through which we are motivated to try to do good things. Each Mass is an experience of being delivered from death, of being more and more redeemed, of receiving more deeply the salvation paid by the blood of Christ. Each Mass is a terribly serious and important thing. Each Mass is Calvary renewed. Each Mass is love to the end. And because of this, we say with a psalm, "How shall I repay the Lord for all the good he has done for me?" And in case someone wonders, well, what do I really need to repay the Lord for? And this is what Augustine says about this: I was nothing, and he doesn't mean I'm not that good. He means I didn't exist. I was nothing, and he made me. I had gotten lost, and he looked for me. Looked for me and found me. I was a captive, and he redeemed me. Having bought me, he set me free. From a slave, he made me into a brother. We who on our own deserve nothing have been made into brothers and sisters of God. We who, as we know, are capable of doing evil things can be so close to God in the Eucharist, can eat God. And of all the things we believe in as Catholics, this is probably the most surprising one: that we eat God. You in me and I in you, says the Lord. How could we ever get used to this mystery? So the question remains, how shall I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? Well, in reality, there's nothing we can do that can actually repay the Lord for all his goodness. Only God can repay for what God has done. And in a miracle, this is exactly what happens. Christ makes us capable of returning love for his love. In a second reading, we heard that the blood of Christ cleanses us, cleanses our conscience, so that we can worship the living God. So this is how we can make a return. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. The one place where we can make a return to the Lord, where we can offer something truly worthy of him, is the altar. The Eucharist is the right sacrifice, the way to make a return to the Lord, because it is Christ's own action. It is his own sacrifice, and we join him. And this is true not only for priests. This is true for everyone. This is also very important. The right way of participating actively in the sacrifice of the Mass is to join our hearts to the heart of Christ, is to offer our own sacrifices, and we all have things that we can offer up, and to place those sacrifices on the altar. It is to be at Mass with as much attention, devotion, love, and reverence as we are capable of. How can I make a return to the Lord? By giving him back what he has made, our whole heart. And while this is something that should take place at every single Mass, we know we're weak. So today we make an extra effort. Today, in our renovated church, God's gift to us and our gift to him, today we give our Father our whole heart and we join Jesus in his sacrifice. Today, right now, we renounce all distractions, any routine. Today we choose to love and adore Jesus as much as we can. This will be our sacrifice of thanksgiving. This is our greatest treasure on earth.